it's in a section around Westphalia, Missouri. They were Germans.
Oh, mm-hmm. Was the grandmother born in Germany?
She was born in Missouri,
okay.
As was her grandmother. And her people had come from Germany, as far as I know. Most of them came following the Revolution of 1848, and mm-hmm. they went to mm-hmm. Missouri. In fact, they came, I think they came through the port of New Orleans, but I'm mm-hmm. not certain of that. And then they went up river to mm-hmm. St. Louis, and then west from St. Louis to little hamlets around there that I can remember were Meetham, Missouri, and Westphalia, and so on. It was a regular German community in there. Mm-hmm. I can remember a great deal of German was spoken. The local priest could speak German and that sort of thing in the neighborhood.
Did your grandmother speak German?
Yes, she spoke German, mm-hmm. but she also spoke English without, mm-hmm. As far as I know, any trace of an accent.
Mm-hmm. Did she teach you German when you were small?
No, unfortunately. But, unfortunate. Now my grandfather on my mother's side came directly from Germany, and he came here I think in 1881 to this country, and he came through the port of New York, and from New York he went to Cincinnati and then had schooling in Wisconsin, and then came down to teach school in Missouri, where he met my grandmother.
Did your grandmother work?
No, she was a farm girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she worked, but it wasn't outside the home.
Did the grandfather continue teaching after they went home?
Yes. Then he got a job. He came to New Orleans mm-hmm. in 1889. And in 1890, he sent for her. And then he played the organ in various churches around town, taught music privately, and then eventually became a member of the faculty at Newcomb College, which is a woman's college with Tulane University.
Is it N-E-W-C-O-M-B?
N-E-W-C-O-M-B.
Do you know anything about your grandmother's education?
It probably was no more than the equivalency of mid-high school or something like that.
Do you know what part of Germany the grandfather came from?
Yes, he came from a place called Oldenburg.
Oden?
Olden, O-L-D-E-N. B-E-R-G or B-U-R-G, I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's up in, it's in Prussia, in the northwest corner of Prussia, I think, very close to the Dutch border.
Yeah. Did you know him?
Oh, I knew him very well. He only died when I was, died in 1953 or 54. So you see, I was already, I was already 24, 25 years old when he died. And he was as close to a father, or father image, as I had. I grew up in that house, in his home. He was a very Germanic old gentleman. Given to very strong opinions, disliked Woodrow Wilson with a passion, disliked the English with a passion, mm-hmm.